أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
Allah Ta'ala has promised to those who believe amongst you and do righteous works, that He will grant them vicegerency on earth as He had granted to those before them. And He will establish in authority their deen which He has chosen for them. And after the fear they live in, He will change their state into a state of peace and security. They will worship me alone and join not any partners with me. And whoever is ungrateful after this, then they are the transgressors. And establish regular salah and give out zakah regularly. And be obedient to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you may receive mercy. Don't imagine the unbelievers who have escaped, and don't imagine them to frustrate the plan of Allah Ta'ala. Their abode is Jahannam, and what an evil end. The Sahaba Ikram had once complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we lived in Makkah Mukarramah in perpetual fear and insecurity. And then we had fled, moved away to Madinah Munawwara, anticipating living there in peace and in security. But here as well, we have to be always alert. We have to tie up our arms. Will there be any day that we can live giving up our arms, sleep peacefully, wake up in the morning comfortably? Will there be any such day? Then this verse was revealed. Allah Ta'ala had promised that this day will come very soon, and you will get this vicegerency on earth, where you'll be living in peace, nothing to fear about. Your deen will be well grounded and established. You will gain the vicegerency, the authority of power will be in your hands. You will be living in peace and security. So there were three things that Allah Ta'ala promised in this verse. One is He will grant them vicegerency. Number two, He will grant their religion that He has chosen. He will grant it power and authority. And number three, their fear will be replaced with peace and security. Hence we see that Islam went on growing and strengthening all the time. Makkah Mukarramah, the change was not noticeable. There were few people who accepted Islam, moved on to Madinah Munawwara. Then comes Badr and Uhud and Khandaq. And there's a very slow, unnoticeable process, but it's continuing. Then when it came to the battle of Khandaq, then Nabi Sallam had announced, Al-an naghzuhum wa la yaghzunana. Now we do have the upper hand over him, they will not be able to defeat us any longer. And from that point onwards, you find Islam is just growing and growing until the kuffar were forced to surrender a bloodless. Allah had granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a bloodless victory over his enemies and a peaceful transition into Makkah Mukarrama. And before Rasulullah could leave the world, and the whole Makkah was his, under his control. In fact, the entire Arabian Peninsula, Khaybar, which was the headquarters of the Jews, was again in the hands of the Muslims. Then Medina is in the hands of the Muslims. Again, Yemen, everything falls under the sway of Islam. The great powers, Rome, etc., begins to recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pay tribute and respect to him. Then as he leaves the world, then there is internal strife. It is the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There is the problem of those people that have turned apostate. He has to see to them. Then those that were not conforming with the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, refusing some tenets like zakat, etc., he had to deal up and put up with them to bring about normality again, like it was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with all this, then he had sent dispatched his armies to Rome and to Persia, the superpowers of the time. Then at the time of his demise, Allah Ta'ala had inspired him to appoint Umar radiallahu ta'anhu as the Khalifa. And the heavens and the earth had not seen a Khilafat like the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'anhu, apart from the Khilafat and the rule of the Anbiya alayhim salam, any ruling that was like or similar to the time and the reign of Umar radiallahu anhu was not witnessed by the heavens and the earth. That both the superpowers, Rome and Persia, had come down, crumbling down. There was no Caesar left, and there was no Khusro left. The pride of this that wasn't just there for generations, but approximately 3,000 to 4,000 years that reigned and uninterrupted, and it continued. It was impossible for people to imagine that will these superpowers come crumbling down. And then they came coming down, and you don't hear of the Roman Empire any longer from that point onwards. We were defeated, completely broken down. This was all in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, keeping to this prediction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ, we'll grant you that vicegerency on earth. Something that was unimaginable, a ragtag army, marching into Roman territory, Persian territory, people that are armed to the teeth and breaking the very backbone. The riches and the wealth of Persia is coming down, sprawled all over in the Masjid al-Nabawi, like filth, just sprawled all over, all being distributed into the Sahaba Kiram. This was something far, far, people could not imagine this type of a reality. Then as the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu anhu ended, then came the Khilafat of Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. And what a marvelous period this was, approximately 12 years of Khilafat. And Islam had spread right into China, into parts of Russia, into Africa, Northern Africa, all was under the control of Muslims. Then you find Andalusia, Spain, parts of Portugal, Europe, all have been conquered, all under the banner of Islam. So, this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been fulfilled. And where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had predicted, Al-Khilafatu Ba'di Thalathun, that Khilafat after me will be for 30 years. So this 30-year period had completed at the time of Umar Ali radiallahu anhu, the last of the Khulafa'i Rashidin. So it completed, and in this 30 years, you see, there was complete control in the part of the world that was more populated, or most populated, all under the banner of Islam, complete control, peace, security, and practicing the deen without any fear. Like when they lived in Makkah Mukarrama, they practiced but in fear, sometimes in secret, sometimes afraid of oppression and suppression, sometimes being banished from their homes. So all this fear was gone then. Then you see the time of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then you see the Khawarij, those that had opposed Ali and Hazrat Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, they had come up and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had smashed them down, broken them completely on account of the hadith that he had heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these are the people that are going to be rebelling against the Islamic state, the Khawarij, and they have to be broken down. And this was until the end of the time of Ali radiallahu anhu. And then we find after the time of Ali radiallahu anhu came up the Shias, trying to complicate the entire Khilafat. And the whole bone of contention was that the Khilafat and the rulership must go in the lineage. So they did not base it on the principle of the Quran. The Quran Sharif says that this Khilafat will be for those who believe amongst you and do righteous works. They hold up and they stand up for the truth under all circumstances. These are the people that will be the vicegerents. So trying to confuse and complicate matters, they said, no, this vicegerency must go into the lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Fatima's children, and so forth and so on, creating a great confusion and trying to create a division within the ranks of the Muslims. Then you find the Khulafas that had succeeded, they had put an end to this, or they had turned them away. So this was the fitna that had started after the Khulafai Rashideen of the Shia, and this was the bone of contention, that vicegerency and that power or that authority must come down into the lineage, not according to the prediction of the Quran. It's for those who believe amongst you and do righteous works. So there we see that the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat had established themselves and shown which is the way of the Khulafai Rashideen, which will translate as the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat thereafter, making it abundantly clear that this is the way of the Khulafai Rashideen. We have declared that way to be the way of the Ahl Sunnat. And if you move away from that, then you are in Bidat, in Shiaism, or you are a Khawarij, you are something else but the Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. Allah Ta'ala speaks about them very highly, that these people will not turn apostate, because they will worship Allah Ta'ala alone, they will join no partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing and declaring that this group, that is the Khulafai Rashideen and the Sahaba Kiram, will not turn into hypocrisy, na'uzu billah, and will not move away from Islam, as was claimed by the Shias, that na'uzu billah, the Sahaba Kiram had turned away. Yeah, clearly in this verse Allah Ta'ala says, they will worship me alone, they will not turn away from my worship. But those who are ungrateful after all this reign of Khilafat and beauty of Islam, but they show ungratitude like the Shias that have moved away from this path, then Allah Pak says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. These are the wicked transgressors.